a 20% cut in the state income tax for families, a 50% cut for most small businesses. Great ideas, says the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. But the business advocates there have officially come out against the tax package. The reason? The way the governor wants to pay for the tax cut, applying a 5% state sales tax to about 80 services. The chamber notes that businesses themselves use some of them and says they'd be hurt if they had to pay more in sales taxes. Republican legislative leaders know their own members have similar doubts about this tax cut and tax shift package. So they've asked groups like the chamber for other options to fund the income tax cut. Chamber lobbyist Dan Navin says it hasn't endorsed any alternatives, but there are a couple it's pondering.
An increase in the rate of the commercial activity tax, or CAT. Another alternative is to more selectively tax particular services, maybe a minimal or a smaller impact on business services, but yet taxing whatever remaining personal services are not currently taxed.
In other words, apply a sales tax to things like haircuts, cable TV, movie tickets, and pet grooming, but not to services businesses buy, like advertising, accounting, and public relations consulting. Republican State Representative John Adams agrees with the chamber that a sales tax expansion could hurt business, but he doesn't agree with the idea that perhaps the sales tax should be applied to services individuals use, but not services companies use. In Adams' eyes, that's having government do something unfair.
That we shouldn't be picking winners and losers.
Like the chamber, Adams loves the idea of a major income tax cut, but how would he pay for it if he's not ready to endorse any broadening of the sales tax onto services?
Let's start looking at ways to further shrink government spending.
You don't have to raise taxes to offset something. Let's talk about spending less money.
That's another Republican House leader, Jim Beeke, echoing the idea Ohio can afford to trim the state income tax further without broadening the sales tax. Back at the Chamber of Commerce, lobbyist Dan Navin is suggesting if this huge income tax cut stays linked with a broadening of the sales tax, perhaps the size of the cut should be rethought.
I'm not so sure that there is an absolute need for a, in your words, huge tax cut. It's something that has to be worked on, I think, incrementally. That is clearly one of the options that's on the table.
But at Ohio's Trade Association for Small Business, lobbyist Roger Geiger insists the state can hand back a major income tax cut without expanding the sales tax. His logic, the income tax cut would boost the economy so much, extra income and sales taxes would roll in naturally.
It's only government that has this idea that you got to exchange one tax for another tax. We believe good tax policy spurs on job creation.
That's just a theory that hasn't proved itself, says a think tank that minority Democrats rely on. Zach Schiller does research for Policy Matters Ohio. He says an earlier phased-in 21% income tax cut never delivered on its rosy promise.
We tried this in 2005. I don't know where they've been, but we haven't had some big economic renaissance in Ohio. Quite the contrary. We've lost 230,000 jobs since then, and we've done worse than the rest of the country.
Governor Kasich has countered by noting in the past 2 years, Ohio's economy has brightened and is now a national leader in job creation. Still, State House Democrats oppose the governor's proposed income tax cut. They say only the most wealthy would get a big payback, the middle class would get only a little back, and the poor would get nothing. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.